Okay, have you seen the new pictures of Mimi? Like, have you seen the?
Yes,
seen, like, how
I
Mimi
have.
Is right now,
yes.
Where she's like Etch a Sim. And you see how people are like really going in about it. You know, do you feel that it's kind of so much different things going on? Because it could, you know, maybe she, you know, maybe she actually did want to lose. She was actually losing weight. I don't know, some stuff was going on, but my thing is this: why all of a sudden, you know, it's crazy? But what's your take on it?
I did see her pictures. I wasn't flattered because it looks like she got too skinny. It's okay. It's one thing when you work out and, you know, you tone up and you get just right, but it's like she's losing too much weight to the point where it's like her skin, it doesn't look good. For this is just my opinion. It don't look good to me at all. I really don't care for the whole itty-bitty Mimi. I don't. And I love her to death, God knows, but I don't care for that itty-bitty person. No.
Now, you know what it is, too? See, because I've seen this so many times. It's not necessarily just the fact that, oh, my God, you got people are, how can I put it? Or, you know, that she's extra slim. Like, if you made a good point to wear the skin, you have to remember people lose too much at a drastic measure. You know, mm-hmm. Their skin doesn't adjust to it very well.
Right,
so that's
right.
The problem there. You know, she didn't let. When you try to rush it, you got to be careful of doing that, because you're not doing anything to keep it tight and let it all come down with the weight. It's not gonna look right. It's gonna look okay, like, oh man, because you can lose weight and then like you ain't look like you still out of shape because your body ain't, you know, it's too slim and ain't nothing really no lean muscle get built while you were doing that.
Right, and I'm actually, as we're speaking, I'm looking at one of her pictures on Instagram, and yes, she is too skinny, and I want to believe, and I could be wrong, so don't quote me, I want to believe she has some type of surgery, because she is just, the workout didn't do what her body looks like. Workout didn't do that. I work out, so I know. Workout didn't do that. She is, like, skinty all the way around. So Mimi looks as if she removed a whole lot of fat from a whole lot of different places. It's not cute. I like her at her normal size. Wasn't anything wrong with her. It was okay for her to get her boobs done, but I can't judge her if that's what she like.
Right, but you know what? I was mixing this. You know, we were talking about this at work and stuff, like in the water cooler. We were talking about, you know, like during the season, not even reunion or whatever, or seeing the pictures. Like this whole season, like you can tell in her face, you can tell by this, the way she was looking, her makeup was looking sometimes and whatnot, she looked like she was going through some stuff.
Yes, that's what we
saw on the camera. It's like she was really going through some stuff.
I can only imagine. I would believe if she was going through a lot. I mean, she's still dealing with Stevie J. I don't care what anyone says, regardless of on or off camera. I believe she still deals with him because he carry on like a male that is still dealing with the person that don't want to let up. That's my opinion.
Right.
Daughter or no daughter, I feel like it's more to the story than what she's telling, but I can't judge her because that's the father of her child, so if that's what she chooses to do, she's grown.
Yeah, you know what? I have to say, it's because I think she's staying because of that double D. You know what the double D is?
The double D?
You know what double D is? Dick and dollars. He's giving the money.
He already feels like he's an ATM machine.
So he's keeping it coming back.
CVJ is the man, okay? He could never run circles around me how he runs circles around me near Jocelyn. That is just crazy. That is foolishness.
CVJ tells you right now, hey, you know what? You want to get on the bus? You know what? That's where the bus is.
The only bus I am getting on is the bus that Keith is driving, and Keith is going to be the only passenger. That's too much. He has too much going on, and I really can't see how he sleeps at night. He have drama coming from every which way. I really can't see how Steve sleeps at night.
Yeah, he sleeps well. He has women flocking around him all night, so I guess that's how he sleeps well. All right, well, what we're going to do, y'all, we're going to go to a quick song break. And we come back, we're going to go ahead. We got such a guest of being in the building, so y'all be on lookout. I got my girl JoJo from H-Town, and we're going to be chopping up with her. Got a lot of things on mind. We got to chop up with her. And she's definitely going to be the building ready to go on for. So y'all tune into the Corner Crazy Show on the net, Life and Adults Live. With your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Keisha Moore.
She over here. She over here in stars. She in the stars, y'all. Okay, this song break, we're going to bring my boy, Mark Wade. And this is this track, Love Affair. Y'all know how much I love this song to death. I love it like a fat kid loves cake. And
uh-oh.
I have to be a fat kid, so I love cake too.
Lady that just blew my mind. 5'5", nice caramel complexion, long hair, model walk, looking something like perfection. Usually I'm not the type to just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust a move. Girl, I gotta take that right route. Like a receiver, intentions to bag the diva. Oh man, staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How was you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer and said, give me a call.
Thank you. All right. Yeah.
All right, we're back on Life or Death Live. Your boy, City J, your girl, Jaquisa Moore, in the building. And remind you guys again, in case y'all forgot what day it is, on our show every freaking Wednesday.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Okay. After dusk. Yeah. Oh man, now I want everyone to get your hand, make your right hand hit your left, make your right hand hit your left. As we get ready to bring in a very special guest today, who her modeling career is inspired by the beautiful, talented Tyra Banks. I want everybody to give a warm welcome to my girl JoJo from H Tall Frisbee. I was like my scream voice for face down, baby. Welcome to the show, JoJo. Glad to have you. You know, finally to hear the voice. I've seen words from him, but it's the first time to hear the voice. So it's like, okay.
The only time to see on Facebook.
Yeah, hey, T-Ray, y'all know. I'm gonna let you slide, but, you know, I'm glad to have you in the building. You're making a lot of big moves going on, and definitely, you know, I'm always so happy to see the people that support me, you know, I get a chance to support them back, so definitely big ups to you for supporting the Death Squad movement. And I Am So Divine movement, and just making it do what it do. So we appreciate you for showing the love, and we appreciate
no
having
problem.
You in the show.
No problem, anytime.
So most definitely. So first off, I hope you know that I get when it gets real on this show. So you got to relax. You know, if you need to, sip you some water with some lemon in it or something, because it gets real, so just let you know.
I'm kidding. Bring it on.
Well, you said you had to bring it on. All right.
Bring it on.
So, first off, she made me tell you, Keith, she made me cat.
Yeah, he kissed me.
First off, you know, of course, of you being a model right off the bat, the great question everybody wants to know is, how did you actually get started in the industry?
I actually got started through a guy named Carlos Trevino. He's in charge of Latino Flavor TV here in Houston. And he was asking me for the longest, like, hey, you know, you're pretty, you're a model. I've never thought about modeling. I was like, no. And finally, I was like, okay, let me try it out. So I actually got started through him.
Most definitely. So, you know, what kind of just made you decide to keep doing it? You know, a lot of people, they just take a picture because they want to put something on Instagram or Twitter real quick, and that's as good as it gets. But, you know, you seem to be a person that really wants to do more. So, you know, what made you decide to keep going and doing more with the industry?
I mean, I started it with him, like, actually taking it seriously, I started with Carlos. I would get these times and these moves where I would just be like, I don't feel like doing it anymore. I'm good at it, but I'm not in love with it right now. So I would just kind of stop, and I would focus, like, on my kids or whatever else I was doing at the time. But I always come back to it. And then I want to say, like, last year during the summertime, I actually started, like, really getting into it and kind of taking it seriously and really, like, focusing on it. So I've been doing it straight without taking my little breaks, as I call them, for almost a year now.
Okay. Big ups to you for that. Don't be taking it in there. Because, no, it's hard. Keith would tell you it's hard. Modeling, shoot me with music in the modeling world, in the radio show, it's hard sometimes. So I understand what you mean by the breaks. I definitely understand.
Yeah, it is hard because it's a lot of people think that it's just, oh, I'm going to go here to this photo shoot and I'm going to take pictures and look cute and smile and all that. But it's really more to that because, honestly, doing a photo shoot, it takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot because you actually have to sit there and you have to pose and you have to pose a certain way and they're constantly taking pictures and they're constantly having you move here and there. And on top of that, if you're a girl, you're in heels. You're not necessarily just sit there in flip-flops. You're in heels. So that's going to take even more out of you. So it's not as easy as it looks. It is kind of hard, and it's a job that you actually have to sit there and work at. You can't just wake up and be like, oh, I'm going to model. No, you actually have to sit there and try to dedicate yourself to it to get it done.
Exactly. And I, you know what, I tip my hat off to the female models, definitely, because me doing the shoots I've done, I ain't got to wear no heels, so I'm good. Even that little stuff I had to do was the most.
Hey,
so
and I
know
y'all
got the heels, all that.
I had heels, hair, makeup, everything.
Yep. Y'all be having to go through a lot now. As far as, you know, as far as how you would put it, what separates you from other models? What's the one thing you say that definitely people will see about you that's different to say that, hey, okay, this is another model we should work with because you're not the same model as another model. What's that different thing you have?
I'm very humble. I know that there are a lot of models out there, whether they're new or they've been in the game for a while, that are stuck up and they think, oh, I'm a model, you got to pay me, or, oh, I'm a model, I'm only doing this, I'm only doing that. I'm very humble. I don't sit here and say, oh, you got to pay me. There's a lot of stuff that I still do free to this day. I've had people that sound like, oh, I'll pay you to come out and do this. I'm like, no, I know you. I'm cool. It's cool. I'll do it free. I'm not tripping. As I was about staying humble and supporting people, because at the end of the day, whoever you can look good in front of and help out, you never know. 2 years down the line, they might remember you when they get big or they get more money in their pocket and they're actually going to sit there and help you more than they could right now. And you never know. So you can't just sit here and make all these demands and everything. You got to stay humble and help out. You know, you can't just be all about you. It's about other people, too.
I have a question for you.
I might have an answer.
that's cool. As far as modeling goes, is that your hobby or is this something you want to, you know, expand with as a career?
Both.
So, okay, because the reason I asked is because I heard you say people ask to pay you and then you say, no, it's cool. Coming from another model to another model, I don't know exactly how you handle business, but in the entertainment business, if you're trying to make this out of a career, get your money. Don't always do it for free. Because what I've learned as being a model, the more you do it for free, there's more photographers with your pictures, there's you're really wasting your time, especially if you're not getting published. Now, if they're going to pay you, I would accept it as long as it's not for an exchange for something other than pictures. Then you don't do it. But if it's for your career, girl, get your money. I would not steer you wrong. Get your coins. But don't go to the extreme to get them because I know some people that go above and beyond into high places just to do it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I know what she meant by that, too.
like I said, I'm doing this both right now. It's just a hobby. I start school next month for CNA, and then after that, I want to go do criminal justice. That's my main focus right now. That's something that
You can do anything. Sadie will tell you. If I tell you all of the things that I do in my life right now, you will probably ask me how I do it. I am a mother, I am a mentor, I am a co-host, I model, and I have graduated with my bachelor's. It is not easy, but you can do anything you want to do. If modeling is your career, sweetie, let that be your career. I'm not telling you not to go to school, but if you are determined, you can do both. I would not tell nobody that they can't do both. You can do both. I did both with a child. So it's not like it's going to hurt you in any form or fashion. You just have two hustles. That's all.
Of course.
As long as the outcome is
I want to commend her, too, because, you know, you say you know, like Keisha said, she has a bachelor's and you saying you're trying to go to school. No, you're doing it as a hobby because it's something you love doing, but you're trying to make sure you don't want it to deter focusing on school. And I got to say, I definitely appreciate that because, you know, like with Keith and then with you trying to go study yourself up as well, it's always important that people see that models are not just dumb rocks. You know, they think you have to
right.
look. You said, not even just the fact that about this looking good, you let them do the shoots. Even another entity that people don't realize that y'all don't just, everyone is not just dumb and just don't know what to do. Like, a lot of y'all got degrees or working in y'all degrees. And to me, I wish people were focused on that as much. You know, focus on that, making that big thing about, let's recognize that Miles is doing that. Hey, this might have got a degree. Let's get bigger up for that. I don't see enough people bigging up Miles for actually taking up school, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking a school because I'm not going to focus on modeling. I'm 26 right now, but like they say about sports and everything else, you're not going to have your talent forever. You're going to need something to fall back on.
Which is true, that I can definitely agree with you on that. You're going to, modeling was my everything. But I said, hey, look, I have a kid. I have to have something to fall back on if modeling doesn't work. But I never put modeling to the side. Whenever I had free time, hey, we can shoot here, we can shoot there. It's all about time management. It's all about persistent. And it's all about you being determined to conquer what you want to conquer. It's not about no one else. I grind my butt off right now to this day, and I won't stop because I'm trying to make it happen for me and mine. I don't know. You got to have some type of motivation out there. I don't know. You have to find something that you want to look forward to in the end. Me, I want a net worth of $215 million. I have to push for that, and that's what I'm doing, and I won't stop. And for you, as being a sister, because anybody that gets on this radio show, especially a model, is a sister to me, go get it. Whatever you feel in your heart you want to do, go get it. And I'm behind you 110%. Go do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I almost had a tear come out. I feel like it was like, I am here. You don't have to worry. Okay. All right, so speaking of, she said something about photographers and you were talking about shoots. I know models hate when I ask y'all this, but, oh, well, there's no escape. I don't let y'all escape very well. And that question is, who is your favorite photographer that you ever worked with and why, and describe the shoot to us?
My favorite photographer would have to be my friend, Thurman. We've known each other since like elementary school. And last year, we did a little shoot together. I was just bored. I'm like, hey, let's shoot. You got your camera. I got the car. Let's go shoot. So we're just out acting stupid in his old neighborhood, shooting by this little bayou-looking thing. And then he's like, oh, wait, you like muscular Hispanic guys. I have a homeboy that sits down the street. Let's go pick him up. I'm like, oh, okay, let's go get him. That was the first time in a photo shoot that I actually just got shy for a little while, but then about 20 minutes later, I just kind of warmed up, and Thurman started talking about, man, you look like you're going to rape my homeboy. I don't know how to handle this right now.
Oh, Lord.
What he told me, what would you do to him that's attractive or something? You know, so I pushed him up against the fence. He's like, oh, my God, you look like you're going to rape him. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know if I should be watching this right now.
Oh,
but that is my all-time favorite photographer. That was shoot we did that day. That was just the funnest thing ever. We're all just real comfortable and relaxed after a while. We had so much fun. And I had this old lady just watching us the whole time. She's like, oh, my gosh, I love your legs. You look like you're just so full of life, you know. You're just so happy, and y'all have fun over there. I just love, like, watching y'all right now. So it was just a fun day all together.
You know what? I see that, because this for both male and female models. I've seen that in a lot of comments. They always say so much your legs. I see that every time. They're like, oh, my God, I love your legs. Oh, my God. I always see that. So Obviously, that's, you know, that I mean, I don't even have to even ask what everyone would say is everyone's favorite feature on you, because you did that pretty much answered, because I always see that comment. That was, oh my God, your legs are killer. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the main feature. One of my exes, we used to go to this bar like every weekend, and it got to the point, because I was always wearing shorts there, shorts and heels, that was my thing, and everybody just started calling me legs. So every time I came to the bar, it's like, where's legs at? Oh, there she goes. So that was just like a little nickname that kind of stuck with me for the past, I want to say like 5 years.
Oh, man. Okay, okay. So, you know, you've been in Houston and whatnot. You know, what would you say, what is your personal opinion of why Houston has continued to thrive in the entertainment industry? Because, you know, that's like the main spot. Like, I see so much between music, modeling, it's always so much going on there. I mean, even look at the Dust Spot. First of all, the Dust Spot is mainly
the
most represented state. Majority of the state, all the other states and whatever on the site or whatever, Texas takes over. Texas has the most members on the site. But then on top of that, Houston has the most out of the Texas ones. What is it going on in Houston that, a lot of y'all move together, and you say, hey, let's go support this. Okay, bam. And y'all just go whooping at one moment, you know, what's going on in Houston that is continuing to thrive so well in the entertainment industry, that everybody's supporting each other, and not just supporting each other, everybody's making money too, but it seems like the most part.
I mean, it's a big city. It's a lot going on here. I don't know how many clubs we have here, but a lot of underground artists that do turn mainstream, they start just by going to the clubs or literally standing outside of Walmart handing out CDs. But the thing about Houston that people have to understand is you might say, oh, it's a country town or whatever, which I don't get because I don't ride a horse anywhere. I drive in a car. But people support each other.
Everybody in Texas rides freaking horses and wear cowboy boots.
I ride a horse.
Don't get me wrong, but that's not how we do it all day.
But, I mean, for the most part, a lot of people in Houston, they're really humble. A lot of people support everybody. I'm not going to lie. I go to Walmart. If I have $5 on me and there's a local person selling their mixtape, I'll tell them straight up, look, I might not listen to it right now. I might not listen to it at all, but I support your hustle. I support that you're out here trying to make something out of yourself instead of going and robbing somebody. So, yeah, you know, I'll pick it up. I'll take it. But I also have a really good ear. So if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you, like, you know what? You just burned my ears. You're killing me. I don't like your shit. I'm sorry. I don't like it.
I call frizzy music because in this way, I take the CD and I throw it out to frizzy.
No, I keep on. I swear to God, I have a collection of mixtapes that I've picked up from people either selling them at Walmart, or if I go to underground shows and they're handing them out there or selling them there, or just like exes that rap or something, and I have their CDs. I have a guy that I went to high school with, his brother raps. He got signed to our, I think it's Space City Records, Alibi Rank. That boy has talent. I support him 100%. If he tells me, hey, post on your Facebook every day that I'm going to be here, I'm like, okay, bet. Tell me where, when, where, everything. Give me all the details. I'll support it 100%. If I'm really feeling it, or I know you and I know you're humble and I know that you're, like, about your money, but you're good, I'm going to support you. And even if you suck, I'm going to let you know, like, hey, I don't like this, but I'll still support it. I don't care.
So before I let Keith attack you, I let Terry be the mean one, but I'm going to let Keith get you because she got some personal questions she's going to ask you. So,
Oh,
well,
God.
I have one
don't
more for you.
Me, person.
I don't want to say me, but I have to try to think I'm an angel. I can be like some like good cop, bad cop. And, you know, Terry would be like, rah, she having it ready for you. Be like, oh, my God. So I can just set the good cop over here.
Oh, my God.
So, if I'm a person who's never been to Houston and you were to be my tour guide, what would you recommend to go eat, shop, and party at?
Let's see. Eating. I used to work at this Brazilian pizzeria. It's called Copacabana. I love it. I forgot. I'm in love with that place. I had to kind of stop eating there because I was scared I was getting fat because I was eating it so much. And I could literally eat their small pizza by myself. I could eat their medium pizza by myself. But it's awesome, and they do these live shows on Friday and Saturday nights, so it's strictly Brazilian music or Brazilian dancing or something, and they always get packed. There's a lot of Brazilians in Houston that I did not know about until I started working there, but that place, I recommend it 100%.
Okay. I know Frenchies is what I was in. Man, you got to go to Frenchies.
I'm like, that's my thing right now. I don't really like pizza, but that place right there, I'll eat there all day, every day. I don't care. It's awesome.
Okay, so shop at. Where do we get, if I'm first, I'm trying to go somewhere to shop, where I go to shop at?
Shopping Galleria.
That is like the
Walmart. The Galleria, they have pretty much everything. They have something for men, women, children, teenagers. They have the ice skating rink. They have a food court. They have everything. So if you want to go to a
Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, that's a good place too. They have great cake.
And lots of them is high.
But, hey, you said the worst place to go for shopping. That would be the Galleria.
But I'm going to say something to Galleria. I'm going to give a shout to that little, it's that one little spot, you know, it's like they sell the tea and the canisters. I still remember, man, it was a cute chick that worked there on the spot. I only went and tried the tea out because she was cute. I was like, I'm going to try that tea out. And I'm going to give my heart to this for that tea. Wow. She put some of the freaking thing on the scale and said, okay, this is, I forgot how much it was, but I forgot the how much weight it was, but oh my God, it was like $110. I was like, $110?
Oh my God.
I don't even drink tea. I don't even drink tea, but that tea was the bomb. But it was, she wasn't that fine, so I paid $110 in tea. No, sir. Yes, I still remember that to this day from last summer. You know who you are. All right, now, the other end of the spectrum, where do you recommend to go party at?
To go party at? There is only one club that I go to over and over again. They know me there and they love me there, and that's Proxima Downtown. They have three floors. The first floor is usually like Spanish music. The second floor is pretty much hip-hop, rap, and along those lines. And the third floor is usually where they'll have, like, the guest DJ, and he'll just have house music and Spanish, like, a little bit of everything. I'm trying to go there again this Saturday. I really am.
You're going to be there. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, man, my best girl was to come get me. It was like, boy, shut the hell up. Oh, man. Okay, Keith, you
got to
ask her the first one question, Keith, because I hope she knows she wasn't asked the blue on this one.
You
You ready?
Now, what's the personal question?
You want me to ask her a question or you?
Go ahead. Get her. Get her, Chief.
Oh, my God. Sandy, stop. That sounds so mean. Okay, no. Actually, I have a few questions for you. I think Sadie said that Tyra was your inspiration. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, what do, as, let me make sure I say this right. What do you see in Tyra that you don't see in yourself? It's not a dream.
Where she's at and the motivation that she had from the beginning, I'm not exactly there, but I'm working on it.
All right. I got
you. I read her story. I watched it and everything. I watched pretty much every single of America's Next Top Model, which is kind of how I learned to pay attention to the photographers when they're directing you. And I just learned a lot from her in general, and I love her to death. And I hope that one day I can be as successful as her, if not more.
Okay. Let's see. What is one of your biggest struggles on a photo shoot? We all have them.
I get too hyper. I swear to God. I did a photo shoot last year in December, and the photographer's just like, can you calm down a little bit? You're just bouncing everywhere.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I get too hyper. Like, I'll get comfortable. I don't know why I'm so calm and comfortable, but I just get this burst of energy from nowhere, and I'm just so hyper from it. And then once we're done shooting, I just kind of calm down and I'm drained.
Okay. All right. So I have another question. This is all off topic and have nothing to do with modeling. It kind of goes hand in hand. Are you dating anyone?
No.
No, okay. Mike, the reason why I was asking that, because you said you didn't have any motivation in the beginning. I know some women, they get the motivations from their other half. Like me, I've always had motivation, but my other half is also my motivation, and he pushes me a lot. So that was the reason for that particular question. So where do you see yourself?
She gets motivation from him, quote unquote.
Now, I have two kids, and they are my world. I would do anything for them.
You should have
but
more than enough reason to be motivated. You have two babies.
Yeah, I'm very motivated. I'm just saying I'm not where I want to be motivation-wise, because if my kids are sick, I stop everything for them. If they're not happy, focused on them.
You're definitely not wrong. I would drop everything if my child was sick as well. But a sick day, this is something I want you to remember. If you don't remember nothing I said tonight on the show, a sick day doesn't mean that life is going to stop. So if your child or your kids are sick, by all means, take care of them, sweetie, but don't just forget everything and not stay on track. It happens. Life happens. We all experience different things, and we all have to take care of different things, but life doesn't stop. You feel me? Life is going to keep going on,
yeah.
Whether you put your dreams aside and just let it bypass you, it's still going to go on. So take care of what you have to take care of and just stay focused. If you don't do anything else, just stay focused. I love to see when I am a push for some models, because not everybody has that motivation. I love to be a push. Just stay focused. If modeling is something that you enjoy doing as a hobby, do it. But for you, I will find something that I truly, truly love and make a career out of it. Because to me, it sounds like with modeling for you, it's just modeling. Basically, like just going on a photo shoot type and just having fun with it. And that's what I'm getting from you. And it's not a bad thing, because I did it in the beginning until I found that I am passionate about it. You would know if you're passionate about something. If something was to happen to you and you couldn't do that no more and you feel like your world is shattered, that's how you know that means a lot to you. Because you can probably hurt your ankle, and you probably wouldn't care about modeling no more. That's just the difference between being passionate about it and it just being a hobby.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that it's not that much of a hobby anymore. Cause like I said, I would take my little breaks here and there and I would stop. But then, like, this year, I've really been focused on it.
Okay. Just stay focused and, you know, just keep grinding. That's all I can say. It's money to be made. Don't think that you and that any other model is above you because they've been published or they're doing this, they're doing that. They didn't do that. Well, I can't say they didn't do it overnight because some of them did do it overnight. But majority of the time, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time and it takes hard work.
I know that firsthand because this didn't happen for me overnight. I mean, yeah, I've had people telling me literally since I was probably my oldest daughter, 6 years old, telling me, oh, you should model. And I would literally go to these interviews with my mom, and she would tell me, like, well, you know, they want to use you. Do you want to do it or not? And I was like, eh. I mean, when you're like a little kid, you're not really focused on, oh, what's the big picture? You're just like bouncing here, there, and everywhere. So
right.
Me being younger, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I could actually make a career out of this one day. I'm just like, oh, they think I'm pretty. Okay, whatever. Let's go home.
And oh,
I seriously had that attitude. I would tell them, like, thank you. But they're like, you have a good memory. You can remember lines. You know, you take drugs. So I'm saying,
oh,
8 years
wow.
old right now.
All right, so, ladies, so we're going to do, everybody take, sip and say some tea, some water, whatever. We're going to go to a quick song break. We come back, we're going to chop it up some more. So, y'all, we'll be back in a good music break. I'm with Tyler Noel. This is Hold On. I'll be back with the girl, such a guest, the girl JoJo in the building, with yours truly, Sunny J, and your girl Jaquisa Moore. We'll be back. And when we come back, the phone lines are open at 347-202-0389. Any questions you got, definitely let us know and we'll bring on the air. Let's get it.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah, we back. Hump day. We're back in the building. And that was a good title, Noel. Hold on. And we're back with my girl. I co-host with the most of Jakeesa Moore in the building. And I'm your girl, Teddy J. And got special guest JoJo in the building.
Hey.
Yeah. All right, so as we're getting kind of to a close here, you know, wrapping it up, tapping it up, you know, I'm actually a few more questions. One is, as far as if you had to pick, no, today was your last day, and you want everybody to remember you for something. Today was your last day. You want them to remember one phrase. If you had to put a phrase to sum yourself up, what would be that thing you want everybody to remember about you?
I don't know, because, I mean, people can sum me up in different things. They say I'm friendly, I'm humble, like I say. That's probably the most thing. I'm always humble. I stay humble.
Now, as far as not necessarily what they think, but what would you want everybody to remember you for?
Well, I wouldn't go to remember this hyperactive, fun-loving person, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't think about myself, honestly. I put other people and my kids before myself, honestly.
Okay,
and anybody
you
knows me well enough knows that to be
got true. Got it out of you. That's why I do this, is freak it out of y'all. Okay, so as far as everybody can catch you on your social networks and whatnot, you know, where on Twitter, Facebook, this, that, the other, how can they find you?
I'm on everything. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, Instagram. I'm out and about. I'm not hard to find, unless I don't want to be found.
All right, so let them know, what's your Twitter? Let them know what your Twitter is, what your Facebook is, and Instagram, this, that, and the other. Let them know.
Twitter, H-Towns Model JoJo. Facebook, I have one of those little fan page things. That's facebook.com/Houston's Model JoJo. My personal Facebook, I'm not giving that out, so I don't want my inbox blowing up with requests again. But Instagram, Southwest JoJo. What else am I on? I think here. That's it that I can think of right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it that I can think of right now.
All right, most definitely. Do you have any? What do you have coming up this for the rest of the month? What events are coming up?
Right now, I just took on this guy I'm managing. His name is Lonnie Bernard, but a lot of people know him as Lonnie B. King. If you're in Houston and you see him at the club, he's usually wearing, dressed up like a king, pretty much. He's got his little coat and everything. And I'm currently managing him. The TV show that he's working with, which he has his own show on, I host on there. I'm one of the models, and I'm also his producer. On top of that, I still help Julaine out from time to time. If she asks me for help, I'll help her out. One of my good friends, Caesar, he started up his own company, Eye Candy Modeling. I'm part owner of that. And right now he's currently out of town for the Navy, so I'm kind of taking over until he gets back. What else? I'm working on pretty much a showcase with a lot of underground artists that I'm putting together, and that should be happening around October. I'm supposed to be in a music video with an underground artist. I mean, there's a lot. Oh, something you don't know about yet, Sadie. I went out and I met some guys from Playboy Energy Drink, and I'm going to start working with them, going to events with them and everything, which is also a paid gig, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, this, you know, they've been making some moves, because they, you know, they hit me up to, they got an ad coming in the Human Cannabis magazine, so yeah, man, they going, like the Playboy Energy Drink people, they are going in about trying to put themselves out there. I'm like, dang, Playboy, I didn't think they were going to take their energy drink thing so serious, but they really are. Crazy.
Yeah, I met one of their guys this past weekend for my friend's birthday party. And, you know, it was a lingerie night thing, so I was sitting here thinking everybody's going to go in lingerie, but apparently it was just me and maybe like five other girls. But I ended up talking to the guy, and he just kind of liked how I was just going around being my crazy little self, taking pictures with everybody and not really caring. So he found a way to get in touch with me, and he talked to me about an hour ago and asked me if whenever he has an event that he has to do where he's got to go promote the drinks, if I'll go and help him out. So I said, yeah.
All right. That's a good All right, hold on.
Yeah, I was going to tell you earlier when I was talking to you on Facebook, but you started getting paranoid because I kept asking you what time I was supposed to call in, so I was like, I'll just wait.
I guess we got to call him and go talk to him. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and call in. All right, caller, got you in the line. Who we got?
Hello, it's Miss Duane.
Hi, Duane.
I heard my name, and I was just like, what?
Yes, ma'am, I said your name, of course.
Yeah, I heard. I was a little shocked, but that's cool. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you going into Walmart with these crazy people?
I'm
gonna
get my nerves worked. You know how I get.
That's cool,
Walmart.
Steady. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? I'll go to Walmart at 2 a.m. because all the crazy people out your way, the old people. Because you go to the day, all the old people be in there, and they pissing you off. They stare. There's always other people that stop in the middle of the beginning of the aisle, and we'll look around like, what's in this aisle? And they take 10 minutes to think about it. You want to cut them like, get the out of the way. If you don't want to be this long, why are you in this? Oh, Nick, you're so mad they do that.
You know what? My only problem with Walmart is this. They have 20 gosh-darned-it lanes, and they only want to have like five of them open, and they got lines all the way back going towards Derry.
On a weekday, on a busy weekday at 5 p.m., exactly. I'm going to need every last one of them lanes open at 5 p.m.
I'm coming up to Walmart at 5 p.m. I'm coming up to Walmart after 10 p.m. when the lines are at least going to the frozen food department instead of all the way back to Derry.
It depends. Sometimes you need some food at that. I usually don't go that early unless I have to go. And I just had to go.
Oh,
see, day,
no.
Like, hate going
on
early.
On that food thing, you can ask Duane, because she's been food shopping with me, and we literally left Target, and I want to say $100 worth of junk food, and that's cookies and sodas and everything else. That was my shopping
enough.
List.
I thought you about to go with a, you got to go with a list, because when you, whether you don't do, you don't go to Walmart hungry, and you don't go without a list, or at least a good idea, exactly what you want to get when you go there. Because when you do that, everything looks good to you. Everything looks important. You want to get this. Oh, that's on sale. You get that. You don't get what you really can't wait to get.
The
and then
thing.
You spend like $50 more on what you want. I know this from first day here. That's why I'm wary when I go to Walmart, because I know how they do you.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing. You can go into Walmart and say, like, right now, I'm only coming here to get pull-ups for my daughter, but I guarantee you I'm going to walk out of here with at least a Coke and some candy and maybe two packages of cookies. I might walk out of here with more than that, honestly. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. And I'm telling you, you can ask Duane on that one because she's been with me when I went
grocery shopping. Well, it wasn't grocery shopping, it was junk food shopping, but still.
I know, I'm going to start saying, but you know what? I'm going to tell you who the best person you know, grocery shopping is. I think so, everybody should hire her as a personal shopper, my little sister, because she is the queen of coupons and price match.
Oh.
She got it down. Y'all, when I tell y'all, I want to say it's about $300 worth of stuff for Thanksgiving. We got it for like $110. She was on it. She was like, oh, okay, that's what I just said. So I found this place or this place. I'm telling you, I'm watching them take the money out. I'm like amazed. Like, what in the hell? She got the coupons ready. Like, it was crazy. Like, she knew what she was doing.
That sounds like my mama. Let's see, now where are the cookies?
Oh.
See, now I'm craving cookies. Now we're going to the cookies. Ooh, wait.
All right, so that being said, is your roll out. You know, I appreciate you for coming through, JoJo. Jelaine, appreciate you for calling. Junie, I see you in the building. Junie, what's good?
Show.
All these J's, it's a J day, man. You got J. Steady J, Jelaine, JoJo, Junie, Jaquise. I mean,
you
all right,
JoJo
should have
got a basket because JoJo is sidetracked now.
All right, so that being said, everybody, I want to, again, thank everybody for tuning to the show. If y'all miss any parts of the show, you can always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/Cedy J. That's CEDYJ. You go to iTunes. You find the iTunes at Life of the Dust Live, but we're getting ready to change the name of the iTunes page to Dust Live Radio Network because all the shows we got over here now. Glitz and Glamour comes on every Tuesday, and y'all got to catch that yesterday. That was hot. Y'all got to check. If y'all missed the show yesterday, y'all got to check out the premiere show. And tomorrow, On the Fly comes on. Can't wait to On the Fly. It's going to get real. And, hey, there we go, man. So y'all can check us out. So, again, I thank you, JoJo, for talking to the show.
Oh, no problem. Oh, they're going to wait. I'm sorry, I'm looking for cookies.
Lord.
My bad, y'all ignored me for a second.
Oh, Lord. All right. That being said, y'all, we rolling. I'll remind you that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Sonny J. We out. Peace.